Jesus was our substitute, acting in our place, so that we were accredited with what he did. Jesus became exactly what we were in spirit, so that God viewed him as being us. He was treated as though he were us. We were identified with him. For I was crucified with Christ. Galatians 2:20. I was crucified with Christ. My old self was crucified with him. Christ took my old self to the cross with him, and I died there with him. The cross was God's way of doing away with the old me. I was crucified with him. Nevertheless, I live, yet not the old me, but Christ lives in me. I live by faith in the Son of God. I walk by faith, not by sight. I govern my life by faith in the Word of God and who he says I am and what he says I have in Christ. Galatians 6:14. I was crucified with Christ. By his cross I have been crucified to the world, and the world has been crucified to me. I am in the world, but not of the world. The world holds no delusions and holds no sway over me. The cross, with its shame and reproach, meant absolute separation from the world, its glamour and deceitfulness. I have been crucified to the world with Christ. My old self was crucified with Christ. My old being was crucified with him. My old nature was crucified with him. The old person I used to be was nailed to the cross with him. I am a new self, a new being, a new creation. My sinful nature has been wiped out. I am no longer addicted to sin. My body is no longer an instrument of sin. My body has been made impotent and inactive for evil. I'm no longer a slave of evil. I'm no longer a slave of sin. Sin's tyranny over me has been broken. My old self, my old being, my old nature was crucified with Christ. I know and recognize the fact that my old self was crucified with Christ. The old person was crucified with Christ. I died with Christ, Romans 6:8. My old self died with him. I shared in his death. His death was my death. My old nature died with him. I died with him to the world, to sin, and to sickness. I now share his life. I died with Christ. I have died with Christ. I died with him to the world's way of looking at things. I've parted company with worldly principles. I'm no longer dominated by the world. I'm no longer under the world's control. I died with Christ. I died with him to the curse of the law he bore for me. I died to sin, sickness, poverty. I've died, and my life is now hid with Christ in God. I died with Christ to this world and the things of this world. My desire for this world died with Christ. My real life, my true self, is hid with Christ in God. I have entered with Christ into the secret life of God. My new self is hidden from human sight in union with Christ in the being of God. Romans 6:10 and 11. I died to everything that Christ died to. Just as Christ died and passed once for all out of the sphere of sin, in the same manner, I account myself to be dead to sin. I consider myself, I count myself, I think of myself, I see myself as actually dead to the power of sin. Since Jesus died to sickness as well as sin, I died with him. I died to sickness also. I died with him to sickness also. I died with him to the domination of sin, the world, and sickness. I'm alive to God. I have the life of God in me. My life is absorbed in the life of Jesus. I am fully alive to serve God in union with Christ. I am alive to righteousness. I am alive to health. I was buried with Christ. Romans 6:4. The person I used to be was entombed with Christ. My diseases and bondages were sealed away in the tomb with him. Just as he was raised by the Father's glorious power, I too walk in possession of his wonderful new life. That life is in me and controls me. I live and move in a new sphere of life. His own resurrection life is in me. The life that enabled him to conquer hell and Satan is in me. I am free from all he became and bore for me, including sin, sickness, poverty, and bondage. I have become part of him. Having died with him, having been buried with him, I now share his new resurrection life. having also been raised with him, Colossians 2:12. Water baptism represented my identification in his burial and resurrection. I was buried with him. I was raised with him. My past was buried with him. My diseases were buried with him. My failures and bondages were buried with him. I now have new, victorious, risen life in me. I am partner in the power and life of his resurrection. I was made alive with Christ. Colossians 2:13. I was made alive with Christ. The Father made us alive together. He co-quickened us. His resurrection life is now in me. God thrilled me with the same new life he made Jesus alive with. I share in the life of Christ. My spirit is full of his life. God gave me life in giving life to Christ because I was identified with him. God saw me dead. God saw me buried. He saw me made alive. I was made alive with Christ. That same new life has now been breathed into my spirit. He gave me the very life of Christ himself. The same life with which he quickened him, the same life that made Jesus the master of hell's dark forces is in me. I conquered with him. Colossians 2:15. His victory is my victory, for I was identified with him. He conquered principalities and powers for me. He triumphed over them for me. His triumph was my triumph. I share in his victory. Satan is a defeated foe as far as I am concerned. Christ's conquest was my conquest. Satan's dominion over me has come to an end. Satan has been rendered powerless towards me by Christ's victory. He has been dethroned, defeated, put to naught, made of no effect, overthrown, neutralized, paralyzed, crushed, and put out of commission as far as I am concerned. I conquered with Christ. His victory was my victory because I was made alive and raised with him. I was raised with him. Colossians 3:1. I have been raised with Christ to enjoy the things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. The rich, eternal treasures of that heavenly sphere are mine to grasp and enjoy. All the things of God in Christ are mine. I was raised with Christ. I shared in his glorious resurrection. Ephesians 1:19 and 21. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is at work in me. His resurrection power is overwhelmingly great, unlimited, immeasurable, infinite, resistless, stupendous, tremendously mighty. His resurrection power is at work in me because I was raised with Christ. I share the benefits of his resurrection. I was raised with Christ. I was seated with Christ, Ephesians 2:6. I was raised with Christ, the same mighty power that raised him up victorious over all man's old enemies raised me up too. I'm seated with him, enthroned with him in the heavenly realm. I share the authority of his throne. I rule with him over sin, poverty, sickness, demons, and circumstances. All that is under his feet is under my feet, because I have been seated with him. All principalities, powers, and demonic forces are under my feet, Ephesians 1:19 and 21. Sickness and poverty are under my feet. Satan is under my feet. I have authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power the enemy possesses. Eternal life. The reason for Jesus coming and the primary object of the plan of redemption. John 10:10, 1 John 1:1 and 2, 1 John 4:9, John 6:33. Life has been manifested in Jesus. He is the life giver. The reason the Father sent the Son was to give me life. The reason Jesus came down from heaven was to give me life, the God kind of life, eternal life. I have that life in me. Romans 5:18 and 21. Adam's sin brought spiritual death to the world. Christ's righteousness has opened the door to eternal life. God's main purpose in Christ was to make me righteous and to give me life. Christ's redemptive act set me free and gave me life. I have been set right with God. Eternal life has been imparted to my spirit. The eternal life of God is mine now in Jesus Christ. John 3:14-16. 1 Thessalonians 5:10. John 6:51. The reason Jesus shed his blood and died for me was to give me life. He paid the penalty of my sin, so I am now made righteous and have life. The Father sent me life from heaven. I have that life in me now. I have the God kind of life, heaven's kind of life, in my spirit. Eternal life is the life and nature of God. John 1:4, John 5:26. God is a spirit. Inside of him there is life. It is spiritual life, eternal life. Jesus had that same kind of life in him. I am a spirit. I have received that same kind of life into me. My spirit has been born of God and now has the life of God in it. I have the same kind of life in me that exists in the eternal, self-existent I am. Ephesians 4:17-18. 2 Peter 1:4. Eternal life is the life of God. It is the divine nature. I have that life, that nature of God in me. I am a partaker of the divine nature. I have escaped the spiritual death that is in the world through sin. I have God's own life in me. I have come to share his very being because I have his life in me. I have eternal life in my spirit. John 3:3-6. My spirit is the real me that lives inside my body. Jesus called the spirit a man. I am a spirit. My spirit has been born of God. My spirit has been refathered by God. I have been born anew, born from above. The life of God above has been imparted to me. I have been born from above, born of God, with the life and nature of God in me. I am a spirit. I am alive with the life and nature of God. I am in the Father's family. Hebrews 12:9. God is the Father of my spirit. I have been refathered. The life that is in the Father has been imparted to me. I have his life in me. He's my Father, my very own Father. I'm his very own child. I have his nature in me. 1 Peter 1:23. The new birth was a rebirth of me. The life of God has been imparted to me by the Word of God. God's Word is full of God's life. God's Word has deposited God's life into me. I have been refathered, begotten of God, through the Word of God, which contains the life of God. I have the life and nature of God. I have been regenerated, born again in my spirit from the incorruptible germ of life. I am a son of God now. God has given me his indestructible heredity. I am refathered by the immortal word of the living God. Ephesians 2:1, John 5:24. I was dead in the trespasses and sins. Death possessed my spirit, but God has made me alive. I already passed from death to life. I now possess eternal life. I have the life of God in me. I am now enjoying eternal life. I have crossed the boundary from death to life. I have transformed from the death region to the life region. I have already left death and entered life. Romans 8:2-10. I am full of life. My spirit is now enjoying life, the life of God, the life of heaven above. The life that is in Jesus is now in me. That life has freed me from sin and death. Out went the old nature, in came the new, and set me free. The old law, the old principle, the old condition, the old nature of sin and death has been displaced in Jesus Christ. God's righteousness, God's life has actually been imparted to me. The life of God has been breathed into me. I am a new creation. How eternal life was provided? 2 Timothy 1:10, Hebrews 2:9. Jesus abolished spiritual death, my old nature, by tasting that death for me in his own spirit. He wiped out my old nature. I now have his life in me. I have passed from death to life. Acts 2:24, 27, 28. Jesus died in spirit as my substitute after he had satisfied the claims of justice against my sin. He was made alive again in spirit. My old nature, spiritual death, was wiped out, and I was given life in Christ. God gave me life in the person of Christ. Jesus won life for me by taking my death and paying the penalty of my sin. I have that life in me now. 1 Peter 3:18, Colossians 1:18, Revelation 1:5, Acts 13:32 34. Jesus was made alive in spirit before he was raised again physically. God endowed him with life in his spirit. Jesus was the first to be born again to life. He tasted death for me. He was made alive again for me. He acted for me. He stood for me. He represented me. God set eternal life to the credit of my account when he imparted it to his Son. It's as though I were made alive. He bore my old nature, spiritual death. He suffered the penalty for my sin to satisfy the claims of justice so I could be made righteous and receive eternal life. He obtained life for me, and the same life that was imparted to him now dwells in me. Colossians 2:15, Revelation 1:18, Romans 8:37, 39. That same life that made Christ the conqueror of hell and demons is in me. I am a partaker of his risen, victorious life. I have come through a process of persuasion to the settled conclusion that nothing can defeat me. I'm absolutely convinced that no depth, no height, no devil, no circumstance can conquer me. I am more than a conqueror. I win overwhelming victory. I constantly come off with more than the victory because the same life that made Jesus triumphant over all hell is in me. Overwhelming victory is mine through him and his life in me. Ephesians 2:5, Colossians 2:13. God made Jesus and me alive together. I was identified with him in his quickening and triumph. I conquered with him when he dethroned Satan. My spirit is full of the same life that enabled Jesus to master hell. God has breathed the same new life into me as into Christ. My spirit thrills with that new life. I am sharing with Christ the same new life that raised him from among the dead. His victorious, risen, triumphant life is in me. Romans 6:4. I was buried with Christ, and just as he was raised by the glory of the Father, I am now in possession of his life. I live and move and regulate my conduct by this new nature, new life within me. Christ's resurrection life is in me. I have been given his wonderful new life to enjoy. I'm in possession of fresh life. That life dominates me from within. Romans 6:4. I was buried with Christ, and just as he was raised by the glory of the Father, I am now in possession of his life. I live, move, and regulate my conduct by this new nature, new life within me. Christ's resurrection life is in me. I have been given his wonderful new life to enjoy. I'm in possession of fresh life. That life dominates me from within. Romans 6:5. I'm united with Christ in his resurrection. I share a resurrection life like his new life. I have become a part of him, having died with him. I share in one nature with him by participation with him in his death and resurrection. His resurrection released new life, which now dwells in me. I'm planted with him in the garden of his risen life, which causes me to bear much fruit. Romans 6:8. I, my old spiritual self, died with Christ, and now I share his new life in my new spiritual self. I've come alive with the new life he received when he was made alive in spirit. I share Christ's resurrection life. The life that made him master of all hell is mine. Romans 6:10 and 11. By dying with Christ, I passed out of the dominion of sin, sickness, and Satan. I died to all he died to, and I'm alive to all he's alive to, because I have his life in me. I'm alive to God and to all that God is and has. My life is absorbed in the life of Christ. Christ's risen life, by which he conquered sin, sickness, Satan, and death, is in me. Eternal life satisfies my spirit hunger. John 4:14. I have inside me a well full of eternal life, springing up inside me, watering me with eternal life. The life of heaven is springing up inside my spirit, refreshing my being. It quenches my spirit's thirst for reality. It satisfies my inner longings, for it is the life of God himself. All that is in God is in his life. I am satisfied by God himself. My interior is full and running over with the life of God. John 6:35. Jesus, my Lord, is the life-giving bread. I have him. I have life. That life satisfies my spirit hunger. It thrills and fills me from the depths of my being. I have a continual supply of that life flowing into my spirit from heaven, bringing me heaven's blessings, heaven's joys, heaven's contentment, the peace of God. It super saturates my whole being with God himself. John 7:38. Streams of life-giving water flow out of me, out of my interior. From the depths of my being, living waters flow. Floods of life-giving water gush from within me, pour out of my heart, giving life to my whole being and affecting those around me. Out of my belly flow streams of life. Revelation 21:6, 22:1, 22:17. I can drink my fill of the water of life freely. I drink deeply into my own spirit that flows from the throne, clear and pure and brilliant as crystal. That life pours into me, bringing heaven's reality. It energizes me. It radiates out from me. The life of heaven keeps on flowing into me, bringing heaven's blessings, heaven's joy, and heaven's contentment. I'm fully satisfied by that life flowing into me. I'm a channel of heaven's blessing. Receiving eternal life freed me from Satan's dominion. 1 John 3:14 and 15. Hebrews 2:14. I know I've passed from death to life. I've made the transfer from death to life. I have been transplanted out of death into life. Satan, Lord of death, spiritual death, the instrument of his power. Since I have passed from death into life, I have passed out of his dominion. He rules in a sphere of death. I have passed from death to life. Therefore, I have passed out of his authority. Satan has been rendered powerless in my life. He's been brought to nothing, robbed of his power. I've been released from his authority by receiving eternal life into my spirit. Acts 3:15. Satan is Lord in the realm of death. He rules over the spiritually dead. Jesus is the Lord of life, and he's Lord over all who have received eternal life. I have passed from death to life. I've passed from the realm where Satan is Lord into the realm where Jesus is Lord. I've been transformed. I've been transplanted from death to life. I am free from Satan's dominion. Spiritual death put me under Satan's dominion. Eternal life freed me from it. I have left death country and transferred to the life region where Jesus is Lord. Colossians 1:13 and 14. I've been rescued from the authority of darkness and transferred to the kingdom of the Son. I've passed out of Satan's dominion. I have been transplanted into the realm of the Son. I'm free from the dominance exercised by the power of spiritual darkness. When I received eternal life, I passed out of Satan's jurisdiction and into the new world of the Son of God. In him, I have redemption. I have deliverance. I possess the ransom from captivity. I am just as free from Satan's dominion as the Israelites were free from Pharaoh's dominion after they crossed the Red Sea. Satan has lost his dominion over me, my mind, my body, my finances, and all I have. Romans 5:17. I'm a king in the new life of Christ. I reign as a king in the realm of life. Spiritual death made me a subject of Satan, but eternal life in my spirit has freed me from his jurisdiction and put me in dominion. Eternal life makes me super, makes me a king. I reign over Satan, I reign over sickness. I reign over sin, poverty, circumstances. I reign triumphantly in life through Jesus Christ. Eternal life puts me in union with Christ. 1 John 5:11 through 13. God has given me eternal life. He has imparted it to my spirit. I have the same life in me that exists in the Son. I have the Son. I have life. I recognize, I am sure, I am aware that I possess eternal life in my inner being. God has given me life, the same life that dwells in the Son. I have that life in my spirit. I am a possessor of eternal life. John 6:53 and 57. I've eaten his flesh. I've drunk his blood. He died for me. I now have life in me. I already possess eternal life. I've eaten his flesh and drunk his blood. I've eaten life. I've eaten his flesh and drunk his blood. I am in union with him and he with me. Eternal life puts me in union with him. The same life that is in him is now in me. That life makes us one. Just as Jesus drew life from the Father through union with him, I draw life from Jesus through union with him in my spirit. I am drawing life from Christ. I am in union with him. John 14, 19, and 20. Because he has life, I too have life. He has life within himself. I have that same life within me. Jesus and I share a common life. So I know I am united to him, and he is united to me. We are one. He's a spirit. He has life. I'm a spirit. I have life also. I am in union with him, and he's in union with me. John 15, 4 and 5. I have the very life of Christ himself, Jesus, and I share a common life. I am in union with him. I have come into organic union, spiritually, with the Son of God, just as the branch is in union with the vine. He's the vine, I'm the branch. His life flows into me, thrilling every part of my being. Just as the life of a vine flows through a branch, his life, the life of God, the divine nature, flows into me and through me. I get my life from him. I am sharing his life. That life causes me to be fruitful. It causes Christ to grow in me. Christ is growing in me. Jesus and I have grown together. All that's in a vine flows through the branches. All that's in him flows into me. His life is full of all that he is. All that is in him is in me. I am full of everything the vine contains. Christ is in me. I am in union with the fullness of the Godhead. I'm in union with the one who has all wisdom and knowledge. I'm in union with the creator and sustainer of the universe. I'm in union with the supreme head of all principality and power. I'm in union with Christ. The life of God in me enlightens my intellect, enhances my personality. John 1:4, John 8:2. The life of God gives off light. That life is in my spirit, giving off light to my intellect. My mind is not bound in the darkness of sense knowledge, but as light spreading into it from my spirit. My mind is being spirit-taught and spirit-directed. My mind is being spirit-dominated. The life of God in me is bathing my mind with light. I don't walk in mental darkness. My mind and personality are being liberated from within by the life of God in my spirit. That life, Christ's life, causes my soul to blossom with Christ's wholeness and personality. Christ's wholeness and personality are forming in me by his life rising up inside me. His wisdom is in me because his life is in me. The understanding of Jesus Christ is gaining ascendancy in me. The personality of Jesus is forming in me. Eternal life enlightens my intellect and enhances my personality. I do not walk in darkness, but I have the wisdom of Jesus Christ to direct my daily affairs. The life of God in me repels sin, sickness, and Satan. 1 John 3:9. I have God's very nature in me. That divine life has come into me and controls me. I carry in me my Father's nature and heredity. That life in me overcomes sin. I do not practice sin. I'm free from the dominance of the law of sin because the life of God in me and controls me. 1 John 5:4. I have been born of God with the life of God in me. I conquer the world. I master the world. I was born more than a conqueror. The life of God in me always conquers the world outside me. I conquer over the things in the world, sin, sickness, Satan. I'm constantly coming off victorious over the world because I am born of God with the life of God in me. 1 John 5:18. I receive the new life from God. I've been fathered by God. That divine life of the Son of God, that divine life of the Son of God protects me, and Satan can't get a hold of me. Satan can't bind me. The life of God in me repels sin, sickness, and Satan. It radiates out of me and envelops me with glory. It repels the devil and sickness like a magnetic force field. The life of God is radiating out of me, repelling sin, sickness, and Satan. Romans 8:11. The Spirit of God has home in my spirit. He takes the life of God and spreads it throughout my entire being, even in my body. The life of God is flowing up out of my spirit into my body, refreshing it and keeping it free from disease. The life of God is in the life of Jehovah Rapha, the divine physician. The life of the Lord that healed me at work in my body, killing and repelling disease. The life of God displaces disease in my body. The Spirit of God supplies the life of God out of my spirit into my body. He brings to my whole being strength and vitality. The Spirit of God out from my spirit fills me with new life in my very body. Romans 5:10. I am saved, healed, preserved, delivered, and made sound by the life of Christ in me. That life frees me from sin's dominion, frees me from Satan's dominion. The life of God in me repels sin, sickness, and Satan. I'm saved by His life in me. I am daily delivered from sin and sickness, dominion by His resurrection life in me. Eternal life is increasing and being developed in me. John 6:63, John 6:68. His words impart more life to my spirit right now. His words are full of life. His words penetrate to my spirit and deposit life there. My spirit is being filled with life from the word that goes into me now. Hebrews 4:12. God's word is alive with energy. A living, active power, full of energy. It is full of life and power. God's Word is full of God's life. The Word of God is depositing more and more of the life of God in my spirit. The life of God is developing in my spirit. The Word of God is piercing its way, penetrating down into my spirit, filling me with life. It penetrates to the very core of my being right now and fills me with life and power. Galatians 6:8. As I sow the Word of God into my spirit, I reap more and more of the life of God out of my spirit. God's Word contains God's life and energy. I am full of that life and energy. It pulsates out of the inside of me in ever-increasing measure. The Word of God is penetrating to the core of my being and exploding there with life. The life of God is radiating out of the inside of me. John 10:10. I have eternal life in me. I have it in the fullest measure, overflowing measure. My spirit is expanding in its capacity to contain more and more of the life of God. I have it overflowing in me. I have it above measure. I have it in ever-increasing abundance. It rises up inside me like the tide, and it swallows and it floods my mind and my body, bringing restoration and preservation to every part of my being. The life of heaven is flowing into me and out of me like a river. There's a river of the God kind of life flowing out of me, miracle life, saving life, heaven's life. It is developing in me and increasingly measured by the Word and by the Spirit.